Masachet Kelim Parabeis Mishnah Zayin Atmeya Shebeklei Cheres. The following earthenware kelim are makabotum. Tabla sheyesho lazbis, a tray that has a rim around it. Since it has a rim around it, it has a toch, and it's makabotum. Umachta shlema, and a shovel that has raised edges. It has a dofen that holds things in it, and that also would be makabotum. Utabla shehi melea karos nit mezachet man besheret lo nit mukula. A tray that over the entire surface of the tray, there are balls attached to the tray. If one of these balls become tummy with a sheret, the sheret goes inside one of these balls that's attached to the tray, the other balls that are attached to the tray would not become tummy. Each ball is considered a separate kli, so therefore one of the balls become tummy, the other balls that are attached to the same tray would not become tummy. Im yesh lo lazbeis oidif, nit mezachet mehem, nit mukula. But if around the entire tray is a rim that rises up higher than the balls that are attached to the tray, and then a sheret falls inside one of the balls that's attached to the tray, all the balls that are attached to the tray will become tummy. And since there's a rim around the entire tray, the entire thing is considered one kli. So if one of them becomes tummy, all of them become tummy. V'chein beit tavlin shel cheres ukamarin hamid tu'amos. The same thing would be true by a spice tray that is made out of earthenware. That this tray is sectioned off, so different types of spices can be put in each section. And so to a kamarim, which is a tray that is used by scribes, this tray also is sectioned off, and in each section he would put in different materials that he needs for his work. In one section he would put ink, and in another section he would put other materials that he needs. And the sheret goes into one of the sections, the other sections would not be tummim. Now even if we consider each section a separate kli, but the inside of one section is a hindsight of the other section. So why is it that when one section becomes tummy, the other sections are tar? The answer is that since these kelim are made out of cheres, cheres can only become tummy from the inside, not from the outside. So therefore, even if we say that the inside of one section is the hindside or the outside of the other section cannot become tummy from the hindside. So therefore, the other sections are tar. Ubeit tavlin shel eitz nit me'echad b'mashke lo nit mechaber. So too a spice tray made out of wood. It's also sectioned off for different spices. That one of the sections became tummy from mashke that had come into contact with a sheret. Only that section would be tummy, while the other sections would be tar. Now, a kli eitz is different than a kli cheres. So the kli eitz can become tummy also from the outside, not just from the inside. So therefore, if a sheret had fallen into one of the sections of this spice tray, then the other section would be tummy also. And the inside of one section is a hindsight of the other section, and a kli eitz could become tummy from the hind side. So therefore, the Mishnah said that we're talking about a case where it became tummy from mashke. Mashke that became tummy from a sheret is only metame a kli eitz midrabanan. As mashke that came into contact with the sheret is only a rishon l'tuma, and a kli can only become tummy from an ava tuma min atar, but the rabbanan were gozer that a kli shenitma b'sheret can be metame kelim. But according to their gzera, that which is metame a kli is only the section that it came into contact with, not the entire kli. Came into contact with the outside of the kli, only the outside of the kli would be tummy, not the inside. Or if it came into contact with the inside of the kli, only the inside of the kli would be tummy, not the outside. So therefore, even though normally a kli eitz, if part of it would become tummy, the entire kli would be tummy, but by nashka shenitma b'sheret is only the tummy, the part of the kli that it came into contact with. So therefore, only the section that the mashka fell into would be tummy, not the other section. Even though the inside of one section is the hindside of the other section, but since this tomb was only midrabanan, it would only be the time of the section that it fell into, not the other section. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Yomer, Chokin is Ovio. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that we divide up the thickness of the divider that divides the two sections. In other words, when one of the sections becomes tummy, not only are the other sections tar, but even the divider that divides the two sections would be partly tar. Hamishamish l'tame tame, hamishamish l'tar tar. The half of the thickness of the divider that's close to the section that has become tummy would be tummy. But the other half of the divider that's closer to the section that has not become tummy would be tar, just like the other section. In Yeshlo Laz Bezodev, Nitma Echad Mehem, Nitma Chaveru. If the spice tray has a rim all the way around, and this rim rises up higher than the section that holds spices, then the entire tray is considered one kli, and if one of the sections become tummy, then all the sections are also tummy, since it's all one kli. Masechet Kelim Parabeis Mishnah Chet Halapid Tameh. A torch made out of cheres earthenware is Tameh. It's Makabel Tumah. The lapid is a kli that holds shemen and the other materials needed to keep the work going. and the clay on the bottom comes down to a point, so therefore it cannot stand unsupported. And then he would take the clay and stick the part which comes to a point into a paw, and he would hold the clay by holding the paw, and that way the ore is very high up, and he can see much further. Now, even though we have said earlier that a kli chayit that cannot stand unsupported is not makabel tuma, but in this case, since it's made to be used in this way, to be stuck into a paw, and to hold it by holding the paw, it's makabel tuma. Ubeis shiko shoner mitamei ba'avir. Beis shiko shoner is a kli chayit that's used that you would take a nair and stick the nair into the kli. If mitamei ba'avir, if a tuma would go into the avir of this kli, it would become tameh. That's the din of a kli chayit. It's mitamei from the inside. Now, even though the nair is not stuck all the way into this kli, part of the nair rises up above the kli. It's still considered as if it has a tochen inside, and it's makabel tuma. Hamasrei shel tzirtzer. Rabbi Eliezer mitayer v'chachamim mitamei. A masrei shel tzirtzer is a kli chayit that a screen is put on top of the kli. This kli chayit is used for drinking, and they would put a screen on top so that nothing should fall into the water. And around the top of the kli, there's a jagged decorative edge that look like teeth. And if something tummy would fall on top of the screen, but even though it's on top of the screen and therefore above the kli, but it's within the area of where the teeth rise up above the kli, Rabbi Eliezer is mitar. He said the kli does not become tummy, as these teeth that rise up above the kli is not considered part of the kli. So since the sheret did not go within the kli itself, the kli does not become tummy. While the Chachamim are Metamim, they hold that the teeth that rise up above the kli is considered part of the kli, and therefore, when something that's Tameh goes within that piece, the entire kli becomes Tameh.